no stinking at it. Hey, listeners, you're listening to The Coffee Thoughts, a podcast series on the Audio Mug Podcast Show. I'm your host, The Brewmaster. Please remember to subscribe, follow, and like us at theaudiomug.com. That's theaudiomug.com. Now, on with the show. I'm glad you're here today, because today we're going to talk about something we all feel from time to time, the bitterness. Not the kind that comes from a bad cup of coffee, but the kind that life hands you. Those moments when the flavor is sharp, when what you expected doesn't quite match up with reality. When you sip, and it just hits differently. We've all been there, and I want you to know it's okay. It's okay to feel the bitterness. It's okay to notice it, to name it, and even talk about it. Because if we ignore it, it sneaks up on us. If we let it, it runs the show. It can dominate our mood, our perspective, and even how we handle the next sip of life. Now, let's set the scene. Think about the last time you were excited about something. Maybe it was a small win, maybe a big step forward in your work or your personal life. And then, bam, the outcome wasn't what you expected. Maybe someone doubted you. Maybe something fell apart at the last minute. Or maybe just you didn't feel as good as you hoped. That's life's bitter brew. That's the grind that makes us flinch. The kind that makes us reconsider if the effort was worth it. I want to share a story with you. Not too long ago, I put my heart into a project. Every ounce of energy I had, every late night and early morning. I wanted to make it something I believed in. And when it launched, it didn't hit. Not the way I thought. The feedback was minimal. The attention was less than expected. And I sat there, staring at the screen, thinking, did I even get this right? The bitterness was real. The coffee in my hand didn't even taste right. Here's the thing about bitter moments. They're universal. But they're also personal. One's personal setback is another one's learning opportunity. One person's disappointment is another person's fuel. And the trick isn't to avoid the bitterness, it's to take notice of it, understand it, and decide what to do with it next. Because bitterness, like coffee, can wake you up. It can shape your scenes, highlight what matters most, and even inspire new ideas you wouldn't have had if everything had been sweet all that time. So, how do we deal with those bitter sips? First, acknowledge it. Say it out loud if you have to. This feels bitter right now. Don't fight it. Don't pretend everything is okay. The sooner you call it for what it is, the sooner you can start the process it. You might feel frustrated, disappointed, and even resentful. That's okay. Those feelings are valid. They tell you something about what you value, what matters to you, and where your expectations were unmet. Next, look at the bitterness with curiosity. Ask yourself, why does this feel so sharp? What can I learn from it? What small wins, however tiny, is hidden inside this bitter cup? Sometimes the lesson isn't immediate. Sometimes it's in the reflection after, and the subtle insight you catch when you least expect it. Maybe it's the reminder that you tried, that you showed up, that you put your energy into it, something meaningful. It's a win, even if it didn't feel like one right away. And then the perspective. A bitter sip today doesn't define your journey. Life isn't a single cup. It's a full pot. One bitter brew doesn't mean the next one will be the same. One misstep doesn't erase all your progress. And in fact, it often highlights the sweet moments better, makes them taste richer. They come. That continuity is what makes life uncannable, what makes reflections valuable, and what makes personal growth inevitable. Now let's get personal for a minute. There are days when the bitterness isn't just a fleeting moment. It lingers. Maybe it's a pattern, a series of disappointments, a weight that follows you from morning coffee to evening wind down. When that happens, self-compassion becomes essential. Treat yourself like you would a friend. Remember yourself, you're doing your best, that you're a human, and that no one's path is without those sharp sips. Sometimes the act of sitting with your emotions or giving them space to exist without judgment is more powerful any advice or a quick fix. Here's something I've learned through my own bitter moments. Small adjustments make a difference. Changing your environment, your routine, or even your mental framing can shift the experience. Maybe it's stepping away from a project for a few hours, or taking a walk, or brewing a fresh cup of coffee with intention. Sometimes a break is all you need to reset your taste for life. And other times, it's a mental reset, reframing the bitterness as a teacher rather than a punishment. We all also have to recognize the company we keep. Sharing these bitter moments with someone who listens, who understands, or even just validates can make a world of difference. Isolating amplifies bitterness. Connections tempers it. Whether it's a friend, a mentor, community like this podcast, talking about the sharp flavors can bring clarity and relief. And while we're on that note, thank you for being here, for listening, for sharing your time with me. The connection is part of what makes this show meaning. Before we wrap it up, let's talk about forward momentum. Bitterness can either paralyze us or propel us. The choice isn't always conscious, but it's always possible. I found that the act of taking a small, deliberate step, no matter how minor, can turn a bitter day into a learning day. Maybe it's journaling, maybe it's reaching out to someone, maybe it's working the next idea that's been brewing in your head. That action shifts the energy from stagnation to progress. And progress, even in tiny increments, tastes better than any sugar. So, your bruise feels bitter. I want you to acknowledge it, sit with it, look for insight, keep perspectives, and take a small step forward. Life will always have sharp moments, but those moments also carry value if you pay attention. And in those moments, when the bitterness feels strong, know that it's sharpening you up, teaching you, preparing you for the sweet sip ahead. Thank you for joining me today on the Audio Mug Podcast. If this episode resonated, I'd love for you to subscribe, follow, share, and show. Let others know about this conversation we're having here. Your support not only helps the show grows, but also ensures we can continue to pour those reflections for everyone needs them. Every listener, every share, every follow, it matters. I'll leave you with this thought. As you move forward, bitterness is a flavor, but it's not the full cup. Your journey is the full experience. And each sip, whether bitter or sweet, is part of the story only you can tell. Keep sipping, keep relating, keep reflecting, and as always, take care of your mug and yourself, and one thought at a time.